Welcome to the Yogawalla Express 20-minute Vinyasa Yoga class. My name is Chris and I'll be guiding you through this 20-minute Vinyasa warm-up practice for mixed-level students. Beginners are recommended to attend a face-to-face class before attempting this class. If you have any injuries or are pregnant, please speak to your yoga teacher before attempting this class. If you are based in Sydney, please contact me via the Yogawalla website contact form for more information on yoga classes. Find a tidy, uncluttered space for your yoga class. Roll out your mat, front of mat ideally facing an open space. You can also play your favourite relaxing music whilst practicing this class. Work at your best, but do not push yourself into pain. Balasana, child's pose. Sit on the mat with your knees together and hips towards your heels, coming into child's pose, arms alongside the torso. If your sitting bones do not touch your heels, draw your kneecaps in by gripping the muscles behind your knees to protect your knees. Breathe through the nose into your abdomen. Feel the abdomen press against your thighs on the inhale, releasing your pelvic floor on the exhale. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Reach your arms forwards, spreading your fingers. Spread your shoulder blades, armpits towards the floor. Lift up to all fours, shoulders above the wrists. Lengthen the spine, pressing fingers into floor. Draw your ribs in, lift mid-upper back, spread shoulder blades. Lengthen through the crown of your head. Optionally raise your knees on inhale, coming into full plank. Exhale, hold and grip mat with your fingers. Keep a calm, smooth breath. On the next inhale, lift your hips high. Exhale into Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Continue your smooth abdominal breathing. Bend your knees to assist you to lengthen your spine. Spread the fingers and press down, lifting weight out of the wrist joints. Armpits down and inwards, spreading the upper back and drawing the shoulders away from the ears. Lengthen the spine all the way to the hips. Lifting the hips upwards and then pressing hips forwards, gradually taking the heels closer to the floor. Hold the pose with each inhale energizing the pose, with each exhale releasing tension from the body. On the next inhale, step or lightly jump to a seated cross-legged position. Bring hands together in prayer position at the heart center. We will now open the class with a single chant of Om. Gently exhaling, inhaling. Take a few moments to set your intention for the class. Although you may be working on a physical aspect of the yoga practice, it is important to develop a selfless practice. By dedicating your practice to something bigger than yourself, you are less likely to attach to the fruits of the practice. Once you have set your intention, let it go. Fold forwards to release the hips, reaching the arms forwards. Roll over your knees, raise your hips and move gently into Adho Mukha Svanasana, the downward facing dog. Hold the pose, with each inhale energizing the pose, with each exhale releasing tension from the body. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. On the next inhale, walk your feet forwards, coming onto your fingertips, lengthen spine. Exhale, bend knees, fold forwards into Uttanasana. Inhale, engage core, lengthening spine. Exhale, fold forwards, palms to floor or hold opposite elbows in front or behind knees. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Release arms and bend knees. On the next inhale, bring back of palms together Stand up, taking arms above head. Exhale, lower arms alongside torso. Stand at the front of your yoga mat. Big toes together, heels slightly apart. Arms alongside the torso. Lengthen body from your feet all the way to the crown of your head. If you naturally arch your spine, gently drop your sitting bones and draw ribs inwards. Scan body for any signs of tension. Release tension on the exhale. The warm-up sequence. By joining breath and movement, we have vinyasa. Each inhale and exhale instruction indicates the moment to start the inhale or exhale. Allow the inhale and exhale to flow into each other. The movement should be smooth and light as with the breath. Try not to overbreathe. Spinal lengthening. Inhale, interlace fingers, take arms forward and up, palms to ceiling. Exhale, drop sitting bones, lengthening spine. Spinal flexion and extension. Inhale, take arms forwards, draw ribs in, shoulders away from ears. Exhale, soften into pose, bending knees. Inhale, straighten legs and raise heels, coming onto balls of feet. Exhale, lower the heels, release arms. Inhale, take arms behind back, interlace fingers, opening up heart center. Exhale, bend knees, soften into pose, work towards straightening arms. Inhale, straighten legs, raise heels, coming onto balls of feet. Exhale, lower heels. Release hands. Step right foot back around double hip width and turn torso to right. Knees out 45 degrees. Bend knees. Turn feet slightly inwards. Draw heels inwards and take knees wide. Knees above ankles. Drop tailbone, lengthening lower back, shoulders above hips. Hands to prayer at heart center. Horse or elephant pose. Spinal side stretch and twist. Inhale, interlace fingers, other thumb on top, arms forward and up, palms towards ceiling. Exhale, drop tailbone, shoulders above hips. Inhale, lengthen the left side of the body. Exhale, side stretch to the right. Inhale, come back up, extend palms towards ceiling, lengthening right side of torso. Exhale, side stretch to the left. Inhale, come back up, extend palms towards ceiling, lengthening torso. Exhale, twist to right from navel upwards. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, twist to left from navel upwards. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, drop tailbone, bend knees further, coming deeper into pose. Inhale, straighten legs, press feet into floor, activating adductor muscles. Exhale, release pressure and step legs together. Shake out the legs, releasing arms. Come to the front of the mat in Tadasana, mountain pose. Wrist warm up. Interlace the fingers, fingers face downwards if possible. Draw palms together into a fist. Bring elbows together and rotate wrists in a clockwise direction. Find your natural rhythm. This warms the synovial fluid in the wrists. Reverse the direction. Keep the elbows together. Again, finding your natural rhythm. Release wrists. Surya Namaskar, Sun Salute. Experienced practitioners follow strict vinyasa. Those newer to the practice, who are unable to keep to the breath instruction, should adopt natural breathing. Try not to rush the breath. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, hook thumbs, raise arms above head, gentle back arch. Exhale, bend knees, fold forward, sweep arms behind back and interlace fingers. Inhale, lower fingertips to floor, step right foot back into lunge. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, come forward to plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, knees, chest, chin to floor. Inhale, baby cobra, hands off floor. Exhale, back through plank or kneeling plank to downward facing dog. Inhale, right leg forward to lunge. Exhale, left leg forward, fold forwards, Uttanasana. Inhale, hook thumbs, raise arms, gentle back arch in mid-upper back. Exhale, hands to prayer, Tadasana. Preparing for the other side, remember to hook thumbs and interlace fingers with other thumb on top. Inhale, hook thumbs, raise arms, gentle back arch. Exhale, bend knees, fold forward, sweep arms behind back, interlace fingers. Inhale, lower fingertips to floor, step right foot back to lunge. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, come forward to plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, knees, chest, chin to floor or Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale, baby cobra or optional up dog. Exhale, back through plank or kneeling plank to downward facing dog. Inhale, left leg forward to lunge. Exhale, right leg forward, fold forwards, Uttanasana. Inhale, hook thumbs, raise arms, gentle back arch in mid-upper back. Exhale, hands to prayer, Tadasana. Transition to floor. Back of palms together, raise arms to ceiling, raise heels. Bend knees, slowly descending to floor, hands to prayer. Lower hands to floor if you have weak knees, balance on balls of feet. Hold the balance, lifting heels as high as possible. Lower your hips to the floor. Setu Bandhasana, bridge pose. If you experience any pain in the knees in the following pose, lower straight back down to the floor. Lie on back. Arms alongside torso, palms face downwards. Bend knees, place feet hip distance apart, feet under knees. Turn thighs inwards to protect knees. Press lower back into floor, keep length in lower back. On next inhale, raise hips, lower mid upper back away from the floor. Exhale, lower down, vertebrae by vertebrae to floor. Inhale, press feet down and repeat lift. Exhale, lower down, vertebrae by vertebrae to floor. Inhale, press feet down and repeat lift. Exhale, hold. Keep shoulders and back of head on floor. Keep lifting hips upwards towards ceiling, chest towards chin, calm breath. Press on feet. Keep lifting hips and lengthening lower back. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. On next exhale, lower down vertebrae by vertebrae to the floor. Spinal release. Hug the knees into chest. Spread toes, draw in shins and press legs away. Relax arms and legs, making small semicircles with hips. Now reverse the direction. Straighten legs towards ceiling, spread toes, activate core. Arms to floor, palms face downwards. Lengthening up to the toes, press lower back into floor. Smooth, calm breath. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Release legs to floor. Roll along spine, massaging spine. Experienced students may take feet overhead to floor if comfortable, and may also roll forwards, coming into a squat. Beginners, just rolling, massaging the spine, taking care not to put pressure on the neck. Come to stillness. Those that are not sitting, come up to a seated position by rolling to the right-hand side and coming to a seated cross-legged position. Barakonasana, bound angle pose. Newer practitioners are recommended to keep hands behind your back for the entire sequence in order to support the spine. Lower sitting bones to floor. Bring feet closer to hips if comfortable for knees. Soles of feet together, knees wide. Take hands behind back, lifting onto fingertips, lengthening spine. New practitioners stay here. Experienced practitioners continue with following sequence. Take hands to feet, opening feet. Engage core and take navel forwards, lengthening spine. Press elbows down into thighs. Press thighs back into elbows. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Release pressure and take knees wider towards floor. If knees touch floor, fold forwards on exhale. If forehead easily touches floor, lift into mid-upper back. If knees do not touch floor, press elbows into thighs, thighs into elbows. Lengthen spine with each inhale. On exhale, soften forwards, core engaged. On the next inhale, smoothly lift spine back up above hips, carefully lifting knees to center. Hug knees into chest. On exhale, slowly lower vertebrae by vertebrae to the floor using your core. Supine spinal twist. Take hips an inch or two to the right-hand side. Draw knees into chest. Experienced students, eagle variation with legs crossing right leg over left, hooking foot behind calf. Take arms wide, palms face downwards. On next exhale, lower knees to the left, head to the right if the neck allows. Inhale into lower abdomen. On exhale, soften into pose. Come back if you feel pinching in the spine and adjust. Relax shoulders away from ears. Use breath to release left shoulder to the floor. If you do not feel a twist, take knees closer to elbows. Calm, smooth breath. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. On next inhale, draw legs slowly back to center. Experienced students, swap legs, left leg on top. Take hips an inch or two to the left-hand side. Draw knees into chest. Take arms wide, palms face downwards. On next exhale, lower knees to the right. Head to the left if neck allows. Inhale into lower abdomen. On exhale, soften into the pose. Again, come back if you feel pinching in the spine and adjust. Relax shoulders away from ears. Use breath to release right shoulder to the floor. If you do not feel a twist, take knees closer to elbows. Calm, smooth breath. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. On next inhale, draw legs slowly back to center. Release legs to the floor. Shavasana. Take arms alongside torso, palms faced upwards. Allow feet to relax to the side. Close your eyes. If you feel any tension in the neck, press the back of head into floor and then release. If you feel any tension in the lower back, press lower back into floor and then release. If you have a sore lower back, bend knees and allow knees to rest inwards on each other. Allow your body to sink into the floor. Relax your forehead. Relax your eyes. Relax your cheeks. Relax your lips. Relax your tongue, allowing it to rest on the lower palate. Relax your throat. Relax your neck, vertebrae by vertebrae to the shoulders. Relax your shoulders all the way to the fingertips. Relax your spine, vertebrae by vertebrae to the hips. Relax your hips all the way down to the toes. Whole body relaxed. Allow the breath to gently come and go. Not consciously breathing, allow the natural breath to enter and leave the body. Feeling a sensation of lightness of being as you let the body go. Let the thoughts go. Don't try and suppress the thoughts, but rather acknowledge them and let them go. Focus on the space between the thoughts. As you become more comfortable with this process, the gaps between the thoughts start to lengthen. As the gaps between the thoughts start to lengthen, find that sensation of space, peace, and inner well-being. Visualize yourself lying in your favorite place, content in the present moment, content with the practice you have just performed, content with the variations that you took, serene and calm, connected. With each inhale, feel the new energy coming into every cell in the body. With each exhale, release any residual tension in the body. Visualize your body lying on the floor, energized from the crown of the head all the way to the fingers and toes. Try not to fidget, staying completely still. Now very gently bring your attention back to the body and the breath. Stretching out the fingers and the toes. You may want to take your arms above your head for one final stretch. Lengthening the left side of the body, and then lengthening the right side of the body. Draw your knees into your chest. Rolling to the right-hand side, make a pillow with your hands. When you're ready, coming back to a comfortable cross-legged position, lengthening gently through the crown of the head. Now revisiting the intention that you set at the start of the class and letting it go. Gently bringing your hands to prayer position at your heart center. We'll close today's short class with three chants of Om. Gently exhaling. Inhaling. Om. Fingertips to the heart center, Anahata Chakra. Gently bowing forwards. Namaste. If you would like to stay in touch, please enter your details via the Yoga Walla website contact form, and I'll keep you up to date with new audio podcasts, DVDs, and other yoga-related news. If you would like to provide me with feedback on this class, or if you have any suggestions for future podcasts, please also contact me via the Yoga Walla website contact form. I hope you enjoyed the class. Namaste.